Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fan Hotline, that's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We will have Mo Egger from Cincinnati on that hotline around 1:20 today to talk Steelers and Bengals. Bob Pompiani, Donnie Football with you. Joe Starkey up to Buffalo to visit some family for Thanksgiving. I believe he'll be back for Thanksgiving. I think he'll do 10 to noon on Thursday, because we will have all three of the NFL games right here on 93.7 The Fan. Bob, what do you think of the office antics pulled by our guy Pony in the back? We're supposed to get lunch today on Tuesdays. And he's back there telling people, yeah, they're not coming Thanksgiving week. They're not coming in. Charlie told me. We see Charlie come in. Charlie's filling in for me today. He's producing for Pony and Chris from 2 to 6. I said, Charlie, is it true? Are we not getting Salems in here today? He goes, no, they're going to be here.
He was strategically trying to be first in line by deflecting.
That might have been
this.
What he was doing. But see, we're going to see it first.
Yeah, but he may know when it's coming. If he knows that much information, then if he's trying to throw you off, he knows exactly the start time, he'll be first in line. He may want the food before anyone else touches it. Maybe that's his strategy. Have you known Pony to be like this?
Well, he is always good for like a little ruse like that, for sure. But I also know he's not one to know the exact time when the food's coming in.
Because I don't know
normally
about
I'm
that.
The one
he's
that has
one
to
of
tell
the
him.
Most prepared people I know. If anything, he probably called them. Had the exact time. I bet you if you ask him, he'll know exactly what time they'll be here, because he's prepared.
He better help them open the door, because that line starts to build. Before that office email ever even gets sent out, you're gonna have people in here you've never seen before in line.
Bob, you would not imagine, you would not believe the amount of people that flock.
Oh, I know.
And immediately, it's like 30 seconds, 20 people appear in line.
I've worked in a newsroom for 43 years. You don't think I know what vultures are? And I'm one of them.
They're like dogs
that.
On raw meat.
It's unbelievable.
Bob, the food is right outside the studio, and sometimes we're like 30th to get it, to even get the food, and we see it right in front of us. We're being tempted.
Ron Cook used to put the headphones on, go out, get his food, come back, and then whoever's with him, you know, continues the conversation.
Oh, Joe, that was good. You should get some. Bob, over the weekend and going on this week, which I do think is a cool part of college basketball. We see a lot of the tip-off tournaments. There's the Maui Invitational. That's like that to me is the most notable tip-off tournament that college basketball has. But it's fun because it also allows us to watch basketball pretty much all day. Like what's the one that Penn State's in? Austin, they played Fordham yesterday.
I can't remember specifically where
it
is.
Fordham pretty handily.
Yeah, they all have like weird like goofy names, but they're all like the same premise. Like one will be in like Myrtle Beach. One is actually down in Fort Myers. Maybe Ron was there.
They're playing Clemson in Daytona Beach today.
Okay, Daytona Beach is one of them. So Pitt played the Greenbrier tip-off down in West Virginia. They were in there with Wisconsin, LSU, Central Florida. And aside from the games where, you know, Pitt beat LSU on Friday, then they lose to Wisconsin, they blow a lead on Sunday and lose that game. And I'm sure that you have ventured to the Greenbrier on numerous occasions in your illustrious career.
Well, I've been there, but my preference is always Nemacolin. It's closer and I like it better.
But that seemed like a mess of a tournament. Like it was a place, they have it in the hotel ballroom, which I understand on paper it's like a cool idea. Like, hey, we could pull off having this. It just seemed like they were not ready for it. Like the shot clock.
Well, I think the attendance was like only 1,000 too, so they couldn't fit all that many people in there.
Yeah, you couldn't fit many people in there. The lights were flickering on and off during play. There was a point, and I don't know if this is on the location or what happened, but the matchup with Wisconsin, I was tuning in and out because, you know, there were NFL games on that day. And the end of the game, a lot of people missed because the broadcast just, like, cut out. It was on CBS Sports Network. So hopefully if you were listening, to it here on The Fan, because I don't think that one cut out. It just, like, cut off. And I saw people posting on social media, like, oh, here's all I can see on CBS Sports Network. It's just like basically a still shot of the logos and the little Greenbrier tip-off logo.
Well, I think the one thing you have to know, and you know this, everything is about money. And the Greenbrier wanted to get involved. They set it up. They made it possible. There were sponsors of money. So if you're a team that wants to play one of these, and this is made possible to you with everything that it comes with, you play in it. I don't like ballrooms. I do like them to dance. I mean, but not for basketball. I think, you know, we've put them on airplane carriers. Where else do they put them? They should be in gyms. I don't care if it's a high school gym. The Maui Classic, for example, is a good one because it's in that same
place. That's always a good one to watch.
And it's a legitimate gymnasium. You know, but money will tell you, they'll do what it takes to get the money. And if they're willing to sponsor a tournament and make it profitable for people to go there, then they're going to do it.
I think it is kind of similar to the aircraft carrier thing. Like, it's one of those ideas on paper, it's awesome. But then there are just things that can't be pulled off. Like, the issues that they would have with the aircraft ones is that the court would get like all like dewy, like it would just have like condensation.
Well, you're out in the middle of wherever you are or near water, and then you're gonna get
like
that.
I can remember like Ohio State and Marquette probably 10 plus years ago now, they were supposed to play in one of those games and they never even started the game because they could not like wipe the floor enough. Right. Like they could not get
it's
the
dangerous.
Floor dry. Pitt and Gonzaga, didn't they play in one of those and they had to cut the game off at halftime?
The slippery floor.
I think Pitt even had a lead, or they were like very much in the game.
Right.
And they just had to end it. So like, as cool as those things are on paper, and I'm not saying I don't support them, it's just sometimes when they're put into practice, it kind of falls flat. But that being said, all in all, I do like all the tip-off tournament stuff
because it gives us
yeah, it gives us like all day of basketball.
And you get games that are better than some of the non-conference games you get on site. You know, it's you get bigger programs, more, you know, blue bloods going against one another. The Maui Invitational is always filled with some of the best teams in college basketball, and I like that. It's a little preamble to what you might expect during, you know, the end of the year heading into the NCAA tournament. So I'm all for that. I really think Pitt's going to have an interesting and good team, although they had an injury yesterday to Dunn, who had that wrist or hand surgery or whatever.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
No, but they have some really talented guards. And here comes the, look at this. To your point, the Vultures. This
They're
no,
out. Look,
it's
we
no
have Country
sooner
Kale.
That,
He's sitting
no
here on the
sooner
edge.
That this thing was put in, and it's still not even open. Look what Kale's doing. He's going in very, very quickly. The people with the delivery are not even done putting it out. Kale's already ripping off the top of the – what is he ripping off over there?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It looks like rice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they always do load up on the rice, which it is good.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It didn't take much time whatsoever. The odds on favorite, by the way, was not him to be first in line. I know who was. The betting odds were not on Kale Burger, but look what he's doing. He's beating everyone. Where's Pony? Pony is the one who tried to throw everyone off.
Yeah, he got to get down the hall or else it's going to get bad quick.
Kale just told me that he's trying to help out.
No, he's not.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's trying to help.
Help.
That's what he's doing.
I was trying to find, while I was scrolling there, because I pulled up the college basketball schedule, Duquesne's in action right now. It says it's live. They're playing Old Dominion, but I didn't see it on the guide.
Well, man,
they're off to a slow start.
They got
to grab a win.
Yeah, they need a win badly.
I thought that was a pretty exciting hire when they brought in Drew Joyce. I think a lot of people kind of were counting on that they would shoot for the stars and pull in Bronny James, but then he decided to just ride LeBron's coattails and get to the NBA. But man,
yeah. I don't know.
0-6 after such an exciting season last year.
It is the first year on the job, so I'm gonna, you know, you got to be patient here. But it's not a good start so far for Drew Joyce. But they have time to figure it out. You're gonna have to figure it out if you're gonna use LeBron. Like Keith Dambrot did, he may have to use them more in terms of money, figuring out contacts to give you money. That's a tough sell in any university with NIL money. You have to come up with some of it somewhere.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Bob, before we let you run, I do want to talk a little bit of Penguins with you because I know you always like touching on that. On my sheet, I just wrote for this little segment, Penguins equal disaster. That's what they are right now. The team stinks. They're borderline unwatchable. I mean, I can understand people wanting to watch them for Sidney Crosby. He gets goal number 600 the other night. They lost to a team that doesn't have a name by a score of 6-1. So as cool as that moment was, that was almost like a microcosm, I feel, of how their season is going so far. Like, you get something cool from one of the big three, usually Sidney Crosby, and the Pens lose. It's almost turning into, if you remember this, when it was both Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout with the Angels, you would see, like, all these records, like, like weird, obscure individual game records that those guys break. Like, Shohei Ohtani, the first player to do this, this, and this. The Angels lose 8-3 in Oakland. Like, that's what it's starting to feel like to me with this.
Yeah, and it goes to show you that you need more than just the superstars. If you have Trout and Shohei on the same team, which they have, not to mention other guys they poured money into, but it just didn't work. There wasn't enough there to support those guys. And I think the Penguins made a choice. The Fenway Sports Group decided to retain Malkin and Letang when they were done at the end of a contract. They could have walked away, and yes, you wouldn't have gotten anything for them, but you would have saved a lot of money, which you could have allocated in different directions. They chose not to do that. I thought maybe a plan would have been keep, you know, obviously Crosby here and support him with younger players, you know, in free agency and beyond, and try to, you know, enhance their rebuild, if you want to call it that, or something quicker. Instead, they doubled down on what they thought they could. And I know they need ticket sales. They know they need gate attraction. Sidney Crosby, not a good sign that he was going for 600 three different times at home and the crowds were not sellouts. I mean, that's to me, yeah, something you'd want to go see. And he finally got it on a night they get their butts kicked. That doesn't, you know, it was a somber locker room after that game. So, you know, they're kind of stuck. They need to fix their system, bring in more talent, but they also have dug themselves quite a hole here, one that you can't dig out of because you have a lot of guys who make a lot of money and have no trade clauses. Dubas has his share of this too. Graves so far does not look like a good contract. Signing Jari longer term, I didn't expect this. I thought he'd be better than this.
Yeah,
they need him to be better. They better keep playing him until he gets better, I guess. But even Carlson, why would you have brought Carlson in at that price tag for two more years they owe him, knowing that if this doesn't work, man, you got a lot of guys with a lot of big price tags. All very talented, but it just doesn't seem to work.
It's to a lesser degree, obviously, because one is the NFL, one's the NHL, where I'm going to make this comparison. And I wouldn't say that Carlson plays the most important position on the field, but to a degree, like, a move of that caliber, it almost feels like what the Jets did pulling in Aaron Rodgers. It's like they make this huge acquisition. The entire fan base pumped. I mean, I remember when it happened. It was the middle of summer, almost two years ago now. Middle of summer, the Pens make that move, and I'm thinking, all right, like, they're, you know, maybe get back to the glory days here a little bit, try to catch lightning in a bottle in the last couple of years of, you know, the Crosby, Malkin, Letang run. And it's just fallen so flat. Like, it's been a disaster.
Yeah, and if, you know, a guy like Carlson, they also tried to get rid of some bad contracts that they had by getting San Jose to take them in exchange for this. But Carlson throughout his career has been a very good offensive player, but defensively very much a liability, I think. And I say that respectfully because he is a very talented guy, yeah, but he's just not the same on the defensive
end. We kind of knew, like, what he lacked defensively.
But you also had
made up for
players like that. They needed something opposite of that, and they didn't go out and get it. They thought maybe Ryan Graves could be that guy, but he hasn't been.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.